U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton credits both sides for making progress under Sudan's 2005 Comprehensive Peace Accord, but she says it is not enough.
The parties of Sudan cannot afford to delay, and there can be no backtracking on agreements already reached. The risks are too serious. Renewed conflict between North and South would prolong human suffering and threaten stability and peace throughout the greater region.
Secretary Clinton and the U.S. envoy for Sudan, Scott Gratian, spoke about the national elections in Sudan in April and a referendum on independence in the southern region early next year. The elections will be the first in Sudan in 24 years. Clinton urged the ruling National Congress Party government to safeguard freedoms of speech and assembly in the run-up to the voting. She said strong leadership is required on both sides, and the former Southern Sudan rebel movement, the SPLM, must tackle growing ethnic and tribal violence in the vast oil-rich region.
No matter the outcome of the referendum, Southern Sudan must increase its institutional capacity and prepare to govern responsibly, whether as a semi-autonomous region within Sudan or a newly independent nation. I have been tracking the increasing inter-ethnic and tribal violence in the South over the course of 2009, and I share the concerns raised in recent reports that highlight the death of more than 2,500 people and displacement of more than 350,000.
Clinton said implementing the Comprehensive Peace Accord, or CPA, and bringing peace to Sudan's troubled western Darfur region must be seen in tandem, and that the United States continues to push for full access to the area by aid groups and UN peacekeepers. Scott Gratian last traveled to Sudan in November and will return there next month, after first visiting Kenya, Uganda, and Ethiopia for the African Union summit meeting in the coming weeks.
My focus will be on security in Darfur, because I believe that if we can fix the security, the lawlessness, the banditry, the carjackings, the hijackings, if we can get that kind of thing taken care of, the rest of issues that have to do with humanitarian access, eventual voluntary return, and the other issues that are looming out there can be taken care of. But they cannot be taken care of with the current situation that we have, where local rule of law is not sufficient, and where local criminal elements rule the day. And
Gratian said while he will continue to engage officials of the Khartoum government, he will not interact with Sudanese President Omar Hassan al-Bashir, who faces Darfur-related international war crimes charges. David Gallas, VOA News, the State Department.